hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and with me, Bill the Producer. It's two amigos. Not three, only two.
Uno amigo?
Yes.
Dos amigos.
My buddy is with me today. So we kind of have a bit of a stripped down crew compared to usual.
Hold on.
No, hold on. No, that's I don't mean it that way. Put your pants back on.
Oh. Sorry. Misunderstanding.
It's kind of the calm before the storm. We've had a couple of weeks here in the studio, and I'm about to hit the road again. Matter of fact, as soon as we pack up from the broadcast today, I am. I'm heading down south to the Keys to do some dive instruction. My next dive student is close to getting certified. If the weather, I just figured if I keep talking, you'd quit singing, but it almost worked.
Almost.
But I'm going to head down to the Keys and finish off this student of mine that I've had in training.
You got to rework some of the terminology there, I think. You got to complete the training. You're not going to finish them off.
Yeah, well, when you
ideally.
Say it like that, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Could go either way.
It could, yeah.
No sense in making an unnecessary list of possible outcomes.
Right. But I've had him in training for some time.
Yes.
But we've had some scheduling problems because of my travel schedule. I mean, yes. I've been going all over the place. And we finally got a window here that we're going to try to head down to the Keys. But, of course, now the weather might be a factor. We got some systems in Florida. Not hurricane systems, but just, you know, afternoon thunderstorm type stuff, low pressure, that kind of thing. It's creating some wind and wave action down south that could put a damper on getting the training done this week. We'll have to see if that happens. But regardless, I'm going down because I got to meet with some folks and take care of some business down there. And also, if I don't do the training, come hell or high water, I hope to at least get in the water and try to snag some bugs. That's right. It's Florida spiny lobster season. I finally might get my first shot at catching those little tasty critters. So one way or another, I'm going to get in the water, and hopefully, you know, it'll be some training involved there. But I might try to sneak in a lobster dive if I'm lucky, too. I have an open challenge from Mermaid Tony down there in Isla Mirada. She seems to have this delusional thought that she can outdo me when it comes to catching the Florida spiny lobster.
Because she's really good at it and does it almost professionally.
Where do you get this nonsense? Why do you think so? She works down there. She has a job.
She has a job.
Shop there at Florida Keys Dive Center in Isla Mirada. She does a little mermaiding for us on the side. But she has to work in the shop all the time.
I like how you made that into a verb. There's a little mermaiding for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man,
she does work on the shop. If you ever check out Mermaid Tony's Facebook updates,
yeah,
when she's not going on and on and on about this guy, she mentions that, you know, she'll just go out and do an afternoon dive, find a couple of bugs, come back, and that's what they have for dinner. And quite often, it's dinner today, it's dinner tomorrow, it's dinner another day.
Yeah, but I think she's stopping off at the local grocery store. I've seen no proof of this lobster-catching skill that she so proudly spouts off about on her Facebook page.
In a typical hour-long dive, Mermaid Tony uses somewhere in the ballpark of 300 PSI worth of air.
Okay, so what? She doesn't breathe. She's not human. That doesn't mean she can't catch
the
lobsters.
The lobsters don't notice
her. Can?
The lobsters don't think that she's even not just a fish.
What do you think they think of me? The lobster slayer.
They're terrified, Greg.
Yeah, so they should be.
If there's even...
Word has gotten around amongst the lobster community in South Florida.
If there's even a ripple of a murmur that you might be in the water, they go into hiding. They go into some sort of super special seclusion. And the only ones you can find are the ones that, you know, have lost in the cosmic game of musical chairs. That is the underwater world.
You're saying the lobsters I catch are like a Darwin
losers.
Award winners?
They're losers. Whoa. You find the losers. And it's not your fault.
You call them losers, I call them tasty.
It's not your fault, Greg. It's not your fault that you find the losers. All the smart lobsters know you're coming. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, see, that's spoken like such a...
Brown noser?
No. That wasn't what I was going to say. A naive lobster hunter. Because you haven't done this very much at all, have you?
I have never gone underwater hoping to catch food and eat it.
That is not on your list of things to do as a diver?
No.
Just because you have...
I do kind of like taking pictures now. I hadn't done that before, but I've really kind of
got into
enjoying
that, huh?
It. Yeah.
Well, it's something that you kind of have to... You know, don't knock it till you try it. You hear what I'm saying, Bill? Because I think, you know, it was like, I didn't know that I would enjoy lobster hunting so much. But I do. And then I found out I had a special skill for it, that I knew how to become one with the lobster. And when you have that connection with them, and then all of a sudden you're able to coax them out and lull them into a false sense of security, like, hey, come here, little lobster, crawl up under my hand. And, oh, gotcha, now I'm going to eat you. There's something that gives you a sense of power and, domain over these animals. You're like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I love it. And it's fun. It's just fun. And it's tasty. It's tasty. They are the tastiest little crustaceans you could ever feast on, as far as I'm concerned. So hopefully I'm going to head down there, you know, put Mermaid Tony in her place, or at least get her off my back. Yeah, from giving me all that, like saying
so
that.
So the bottom line
talk.
Is, on your back is not Tony's place.
No, it's not.
You're giving no piggyback rides for Mermaid Tony.
No, that'd hurt my back. That would be bad. I'm not trying to say she's heavier. Oh, gosh, what am I doing?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's the dig in the hole that hurts your back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where is she anyway? She's working today, isn't she?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she would back me up there. But anyway, we got that to look forward to. And if that weren't enough, this week I've been trying to catch up on a few things before I hit the road again, to the Keys. And then a couple weeks from now, I'll be in the Galapagos. That's right. Galapagos Islands. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But I've been working on editing the video of the new Scuba Radio song that we shot.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, Mermaid Tony, she agrees. It's a lot of work to edit this video for to distribute to the world with the Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morris, our buddy. He wrote this song about Scuba Radio. Maybe we can play it a little bit later on in the show. But we shot a video in Grenada, and I'm editing the video footage and all the pictures into a nice little vignette, and it's really turning out really good, Bill. I think this will be the best video we have ever had in the history of Scuba Radio, because the footage we got while we were in Grenada in the island of Carriacou was phenomenal. And we got the Scuba Cowboy, his buddy Jeff, and we had the four mermaids, Tony, Leah, Lacey, and Tony. Or Tony, Leah, Lacey, and Tiffany on display in different places, different just picturesque spots scattered throughout Grenada and Carriacou. It's phenomenal. I mean, the footage is amazing. And I'm very excited, if you can't tell, about how this is turning out, because not only did we get great footage, the camera system that I was using for this shoot, which I did most of, pretty much all of it, is a new system I've been using from Olympus, called the Olympus Pen Camera. Now, this is a still camera that also shoots high-definition video. And it is really turning out, put it mildly, for about, I think, the whole system with a housing, underwater housing in the camera, I think it's about $1,500.
You know, I think that we've all learned over time, mm-hmm, that there are some things that we should be careful with.
Yeah.
And you, Greg Holt, you, Greg, the dive master, you, Greg, the instructor,
right?
You should be careful
of
about video.
Well, yeah, I'm behind the camera, not in front of it.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Have we learned nothing from the Buggles? Video killed the radio star. You should be cautious. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I always
look back. You could be killed or maimed.
I don't put myself in the video too much. Where, you know, people, they seem to enjoy this stuff.
They do. Well, they don't enjoy it as much as they enjoy me in front of the camera. Let's just say that. Point blank. No question about it. Most viewed video you've ever put together so far, the manatees. Am I right?
Birds
underwater, the manatees, and me.
Is it a manatee or Bill? It's kind of like that, you know, driving by an accident kind of thing.
Could
have to stop and take a look, slow down, you know. But this is a totally different type of presentation I'm working on. And the equipment.
The people don't want totally different. The people want more of me. The people have spoken.
All right, I'll tell you what. Maybe I can incorporate you. We'll just flash an
image of me?
Yeah, and just say, Bill wasn't here, sorry. And maybe just that enough. That little tease.
I have been in several films.
How about at the beginning?
Check credits.
We'll have the picture of Bill at the beginning. He says, over the next 3 minutes, you will not see this man's face ever again. How about that?
And then at the end, just a quick flash of me, and then you're welcome.
Maybe. It's an idea.
I should probably be a little bit concerned about the video as well.
In what sense? What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not a giant star like you, but I'm like a video, I'm like a radio starlet. No, maybe that may not be right exactly.
I don't know, but it's a disturbing thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm like a radio.
I don't think this Olympus thing camera will be able to do much with you or me.
An asteroid.
But when it comes to the mermaids, you know, the scuba cowboy, the music, the beautiful scenery of Grenada and Carriacou, trust me, you'll like. And it's coming out within the next week or two.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, so I'm very excited on a couple notes. Going diving down to the Keys over the next couple days. You'll hear about that next week on the big show. And then 2 weeks, we're going to be in the Galapagos. Or I'm going to be in the Galapagos with my buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. This is kind of one of those bucket list trips. Every diver in the know, at one time or another, wants to do the Galapagos. And I'm like everyone else. And this is going to be the trip of a lifetime. The way things are shaping up for this adventure. We're going to be on the new Humboldt Explorer from Explorer Ventures. Clay from Explorer Ventures, the big cheese, the president, the owner, he's going to be on the show to give us a little preview of that little adventure. But I am very much looking forward to what I have no doubt will be an amazing adventure and probably mark off several species of underwater critters that I haven't had the luxury of seeing yet.
Giant squid?
Maybe. It's not that far-fetched when you go to the Galapagos.
Whale?
Whale sharks. Maybe just whales.
Whale sharks, yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Galapagos sharks, the penguins they have there, the sea lions and seals, or God knows what else. All kinds of, you know, there's iguana things. They have these iguanas.
Marine iguana, yeah.
Marine iguana, yeah. So all kinds of neat critters. But we'll talk about that a little bit.
Orca.
Later on. But I got a lot of stuff coming up that I am extremely excited about. And you know, the video was one, too. Watching all the video from Grenada and Carriacou was just, I'm very excited how that's going to turn out. And the reason I'm putting this video together, of course, we're going to put it out there at scooperradio.com and for the listeners and all that kind of stuff. And YouTube, let the world do it. And, of
because
course, the
you
Scuba
do it-
Cowboy can promote it in his musical world as well.
But you do this for the listener. The listeners cannot all go to the Galapagos. I mean, they're all welcome to come,
right?
But they can't all, you know, swing the time or the money or the babysitting.
That would be a very noble thought, Bill.
But for
my memory, actually. So I remember what the heck I did. You know, after doing this show for 13 years, you know, things start to run together a little bit. Get a little fuzzy. Was this there or here? Well, now I got these videos with my new Olympus pen camera that I'm shooting. And you know, just going back to that pen camera before I forget, too, Bill. The thing about
yes,
nice about it, I figure if I keep ignoring him, he'll stop. But it's one of the most compact underwater camera systems I've been able to use to date that were still fairly high quality. Mm-hmm. It shoots 720p high definition video and 15 megapixel still pictures. And you can put additional lenses, but the housing Olympus has made for this thing is very compact and surrounds the camera really tight. And so you can travel with it much easier and lighter, which is obviously a problem when you're going to places like the Galapagos where you're limited, you know, like 44 pounds. And that's it. You know, you got to really
be careful on
how you pack.
It's an issue for divers no matter where they're going. In this day and age where you get charged for every piece of luggage you bring on the plane, the less you have to carry on and the lighter and the smaller, the better it is.
Right. Well, some of these places, you know, they won't even let you pay for it.
Right.
You know, you're limited to one bag, you know, 50 pounds or 44 pounds, whatever it is. And if you go over, well, I'll pay the difference. Nope, can't do it. You can't do it. That's what we were told when we went to Dominica. When we actually took a puddle jumper flight from San Juan to Dominica, they said we could not pay for an additional bag to take to that island. And we had to do some serious song and dance routines and spread some of our baggage amongst our crew so we could kind of, you know, even things out a little bit. But, What are you looking at me like that?
I'm just thinking about you and four mermaids doing a song and dance routine. And it's making me laugh, I'll tell you.
That brings me to our plans for the Dima show in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I'm editing the video for is to debut at Dima, which is November 17th through the 20th in Las Vegas. And we are going to have our mermaids on display.
The cold water diving capital of North America, Las Vegas.
Yeah. We're going to go into their aquarium in the Mandalay Bay. I don't know. We'll come up. But
dive the Bellagio fountain.
Song and underwater dance routine. We're working on something. Something unique, different, and special that you'll hear all about right here on The Big Show.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand and all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, along with Bill, the engineer. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff to delve into today as I prepare for another busy travel schedule. You know, this is one of those calm before the storm type situations for me personally, because I'm heading down diving in the Keys this week and next week. And then it's to the Galapagos, and I'm back for a couple weeks. Then I'm a week in Vegas for DEMA in November. That's the week of November 17th through the 20th. And then, right on the last day of DEMA, Saturday night, literally, I'm hopping on a plane to spend over 2 weeks in Fiji.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Yeah, the hits don't just keep on coming from Bill, the producer today. And all I can say is I'm sorry.
Oh, babe.
But
I hate to go.
This is what I have. This is why I travel, because when I'm in the studio, I am locked in a small room with Bill, and get serenaded for 2 hours. So you can see why I travel as much as I do. But that's just what, yeah, it's just what you have to do to maintain a level of sanity, I guess, right?
Well, and I'm trying to give you as much preparation as you can for the lounge acts in Vegas.
No. It's going to be good. Actually, you know what I'm scheduled to see in Vegas this year? As my little, like, gift to myself?
Cirque du Soleil.
No. Phantom of the Opera, the Vegas Spectacular. Haven't seen it in New York. Figured, what the hell? Let's go see it in
I'm sure it'll
Vegas.
Be just as good.
Oh, it's supposed to be huge.
Humongous.
Yeah, you know, it's like the Broadway show times 10. It's like a $40 million production in Vegas. At the Venetian Hotel. So that's the like gift to myself. That's what I'm going to do on one of the nights here where we're doing DEMA, is I'm going to go see the Phantom of the Opera Vegas Show Spectacular.
I will let you know that that would have been my 37th guess. As I just ran through the shows in Vegas,
well,
I would have guessed the Phantom of the Opera 37th.
You know, what would they do different in Vegas? What is that $40 million worth? Well, showgirls.
I would think showgirls.
You got to have showgirls in the Phantom of the Opera. They're just wearing masks. And evidently, you know.
Nothing else.
I guess not. But hey, gotta love Vegas.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
All right, you know, right before the show today, I checked in with Pete from Scuba Board. He was heading over to Venice Beach to search for shark teeth.
Wow. Yeah. Is he going to go to that Muscle Beach place there?
Muscle Beach? No, in Florida we're talking about.
Oh, not Venice Beach in California.
No, Venice Beach in California, that's where you go for the buff boys, buff guys. And Venice Beach in Florida, that's where you go for shark teeth.
You know, maybe I'm glad I don't travel with you that much.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, sometimes I know more things than I probably would like to admit to. But but that's okay.
Yes.
But he was heading over to the west coast of Florida, Venice Beach, just south of Tampa, and that around St. Petersburg area. He was going to hunt for those megalodon shark teeth today. So he said if
that was going to be my second guess. My first guess is that he's going to be going to St. Petersburg to hunt for the Red October.
Ah. Well, he might be doing that.
He's been to the other St. Petersburg, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has. He did the Russian dive show.
Yes.
I mean, would you want to go there? You want to do the Russian dive show this
year? Actually, I think I would like to do the Russian dive
show. You know, when I go to DEMA in Vegas in November, one of the things I am going to be doing is setting up our plan for 2011 travel. And one of the things kind of on our radar is to, spread our wings just a tad. Because one of the biggest growth sectors in our listening audience, believe it or not, is international. I don't know if it's because all these places we've been going, whether it's Dominica, Grenada, and all these places, you know, but we meet the local dive community there in the island. Next thing you know, they start subscribing to the show online and on iTunes, and we start to see a little bump in our international listening audience. And it just seems to be growing in that segment quite a bit. As well as, well, I mean, it's grown in the U.S. too. We're seeing amazing numbers. It's kind of shocking how many people actually like to listen to this show.
Actually, there's no indication that we have that they like it.
Well, this is true.
They just do it.
Kind of goes back to that driving by the car accident scenario.
Sometimes people do things because they feel a moral obligation. You know, they feel it's something they have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or
they don't necessarily like it. There's nothing which says they like it.
Well, it's like a car wreck. You're driving by, you have to stop down, slow down, take a look. Just a morbid kind of curiosity.
A morbid curiosity, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But we thank you regardless. Whatever your motivation is, we do appreciate the support. And, you know, this international segment of listening to the show online at scubaradio.com or through iTunes or whatever is definitely a segment that's growing dramatically when we look at our little internet numbers. It's kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, and one of the things about that is I think a lot of people are probably learning English from you.
Oh, that's, yeah, you know what? That explains a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But you know what? Wherever they get that information, and if I can do that, if that's the one thing I can do to give back.
To make the world a better place.
Yes. I'm going to stop. Because,
if that's the one thing, it's not worth it.
Yeah, we're headed down a very dark path.
Civilization as we know it
is ending. Yeah. So anyway, when I'm at the DEMA show, I'm going to be looking at building our international audience by going to like the Russia dive show, London, some other places.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
And I got laid, on the beach in Maui. My brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand. My brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And kind of the calm before the storm, before some more traveling takes place. I'm going to go snag some lobsters here this week. Down in the Keys, if the weather cooperates, and do a little dive training. Before I forget, I want to remind you to get to scubaradio.com and make sure you register for the Scuba Radio Monthly Giveaway. Right now, we have a internet radio system up for grabs. Really nice little desktop device, couple $100 system, and you can get there, have a shot at winning that. Just by registering right there for the monthly giveaway at scubaradio.com. It's from our friends at Cobra Marine, by the way, that make that fine product. All right, Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry, is on Scuba Radio. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, pal. How are you?
I'm fine, my friend. Now,
all right, that's
I know
good.
You just got back from the Bahamas once again.
I did. I was down in the southern Bahamas, Rum Cay.
Rum K.
Which,
like the sound of that one.
Yeah, like the sound of that. Yeah, named appropriately.
Yes.
No, it's an amazing island. It used to have an Operation Rum K Club about 25 years ago, and it was one of the most successful dive operations in the Caribbean. It was a little ahead of its time, actually, and the infrastructure wasn't quite there, and it's kind of set idle. The whole island has a population of less than 100 people and probably 30 miles of the most spectacular beaches anywhere in the Caribbean, and the diving is totally world class. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So why has it not been developed up more as a dive destination or just tourist destination?
Well, you take Maya Guana, Crooked Island, all of those islands down there are beautiful and have great diving. You know, the Bahamas is 100,000 square miles and 700 islands, and for whatever reason, nobody went down there. And here again, you know, until recently, there wasn't a proper airstrip in there. They have a 4,500 foot runway in there now. The same with, you know, the power was generators before. Now they have Bahama Electric Company has power in there, so the infrastructure is in there, so it's ready to be developed, which is kind of why I was down there.
I got you. All right, so is the plan to just start marketing a new dive operation down there, or are we at liberty to divulge any information?
I can't get into too many of the details, but I'm in some serious negotiations to do something pretty big down there.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about it. It looks really good. And, stay tuned, because this is going to be in demand.
Nice.
This is like some amazing diving.
Excellent. Well, neilwatson.com, you can check his website for all his franchise operations there. Also, Neil, I know you've been hot and heavy with the Bimini big game adventure there with Guy Harvey's group. How's the process coming along for that operation in Bimini?
Oh, man, I was over there last week. The resort is beautiful. We just closed on the boat. We purchased the Pro Diver 2 from Pro Dive out of Fort Lauderdale, which is a 60-foot burpee, two decks certified for like 100 passengers. It got 60 tank racks, his and her bathrooms, glass bottom. I mean, this thing is like like state of the art. We just put it in the yard. We're gonna spend about a month completely redoing it. So we're looking probably around the 1st of November. We've got, you know, a brand new air system in over there, compressor system and bank, and full line of brand new rental gear. So we're looking to get cranking, you know, right around the boat show probably.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale Boat Show is the weekend of Halloween down there in South Florida, and we'll be down there doing some stuff. But that's probably where you guys are going to put on a nice little display about the new resort and Guy doing his thing in his booth, and you guys promoting the new Guy Harvey Neil Watson dive and fishing facility over there in Bimini, right?
The Guy Harvey Outpost Resort.
Outpost
Resort. And Neil Watson's Dive Bimini will be there. Big presence. Guy always has a huge pavilion, you know, at the boat show and does signings and all that stuff. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, what's going to happen over there in Bimini, Neil? Is the, the Complete Angler burned down. I mean, but there's the new resort that, Guy and you are working on or put up over there. I mean, is it a bar like the Complete Angler type of thing there?
Well, you know,
what?
That's kind of the feel we're trying to recreate. Actually, we started a ladies' night on Thursday, and my buddy Bruce Robbins and Toy that are going to be running the dive operation was over there, and they said, I mean, it was like a flashback of the Complete Angler days. They had, you know, a live Bahamian band and you know, great activities and fun being had by all.
I'm actually confused, Neil. There's going to be
confused, Bill?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? There's going to be something that you're involved in that's going to involve both a bar and hot women showing up. That seems so,
it's so out of character.
It seems so different.
Yeah, I'm trying to reinvent myself
as himself.
So the cloistered Neil Watson is over. Pastor Watson has moved on.
Well, I got my other my son Neil Watson over there, so creating up such a stir. He's trying to upstage me, so I'm gonna have to start buckling down and misbehaving, get my reputation back.
Well, those are some big shorts to fill. wait a minute, I'm not sure. Well, yeah, I think you know what I'm saying. But anyway, Neil, thanks for the update. We do appreciate it. I'm sure I'll see you sooner than the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, but if not, we'll hang out down there in South Florida and share some of this information with the world. All right, buddy?
Well, the Watson W is always have a bed for you, pal.
There you go. Yes, the Watson Weston, as he likes to call it. It's where we had his birthday party, the hot tub.
It's what he used to call it. Until he got that cease and desist. Now it's the Watson W.
Oh, okay. You're right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
This show is
All right, so if you go to scubaradio.com, there is some cool stuff for you to pick up merchandise-wise up there right now. We have some really nice Scuba Radio jackets that are on sale, half price. Regularly $80 right now. They're $39.99 for a limited time while they last. And a few other little items like hats and shirts and that kind of thing. The new mermaid tee design is
up
there.
That's a nice t-shirt.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
It's attractive.
Yeah, the design, the folks down at Paradise Lines, t-shirt design company in Fort Lauderdale, were nice enough to make those up for us. They're a fine t-shirt company. If you go to paradiselines.com, I believe you can find it. Or if you just Google it, Paradise Lines, you can find them that way as well. But once again, no shirts, the jackets, hats, the whole bunch of little odds and ends. Even some pirate treasure is still up there, I believe. At scubaradio.com. All right, coming up in hour two, I talked to our buddy Glenn this week in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah, so we're going to check in with him. And also, speaking of pirate treasure, our friends from Mel Fisher's Treasures, Sean Fisher, grandson of the legendary Mel Fisher, is scheduled to appear on the big show today. He's traveling, but we're going to get him on the phone because evidently they found some new stuff.
Nice.
Found some more stuff down
there. Today could be the day. Today's the day.
Actually, I think it was the other day.
It could be today, too.
Yeah, well, it could be today as well.
Stick with me on this. All right. It's a Mel Fisher thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's almost every day is the day when you're out there diving with these guys.
No joke.
Yeah, they're finding these coins. They're finding little artifacts. And evidently, they're finding rubies. Is one of the popular things that they find down there, and one of their investors actually went diving with them and found a green ruby a couple weeks ago.
That's actually called a groovy.
A groovy?
A groovy.
That is groovy.
Yeah, man, that's groovy.
Yeah, and
I wish I could find one because I would just never stop singing "Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town."
Okay, and that I guess that would be a deterrent.
For letting me do it?
For letting you find one,
yes,
exactly.
I understand.
I'm never taking you down there now, because I don't want to hear that. I've heard enough singing. Can we kind of put the singing aside for this show and just maybe stick to, how about just some clogging or something?
You just want to see me jiggle.
All right, I'm getting nauseous. I need to go to the restroom. Let's take a break. We'll be back for hour two moments from now.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.